Good morning, Santa Fe, and thank you for joining us on this Memorial Day 2018. I'm John Shannon. Today, KSFR will honor those who have fallen in defense of our nation by listening to your voices to learn what Memorial Day means to you. We'll also have some musical selections that evoke feelings from different eras when the country was at war. And for those of you who may have put this aside, we still have service members fighting and dying overseas, in Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, and on the African continent, not to mention those that we also lose to military training accidents. Now a brief civics lesson. While leaving flowers on the graves of soldiers has long been a tradition, dating back to the Romans and before, in the United States it became a regular practice at the outset of the Civil War. Ultimately, this war, with such massive loss of American lives, became a catalyst for remembering our war dead. Initially, the holiday was called Decoration Day, from the practice of decorating soldiers' graves with flowers and flags. And over time, the name changed into Memorial Day, that which we celebrate now. Let me take a moment to make a distinction between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Memorial Day is a day to remember those who died in service to our country. Veterans Day is a day to remember those who have served, are serving, and who are still with us. We'll open the show by replaying a piece we ran last month when New Mexicans came together to honor the sacrifices made by our veterans from World War II at Bataan. April 9th, 2018, the New Mexico National Guard and the state's Department of Veterans Services honored veterans on the 76th anniversary of the surrender of Bataan in the Pacific Theater during World War II. By luck or by fate, call it what you will, 1,800 National Guard soldiers from New Mexico would become players in one of the most brutal chapters of the Second World War, the Bataan Death March. Outnumbered and poorly supplied, they fought for months to hold back the Japanese until, on April 9, 1942, they were forced by the U.S. command to surrender. I spoke with the Adjutant General of New Mexico's National Guard, General Kenneth Nava, about the significance of this event.
Today is April 9th, 2018. It is the former POW Recognition Day here in the United States of America. For New Mexico, it's a very important day because it commemorates the 76th anniversary of the fall of Bataan. There were 1,800 New Mexicans that were part of the force that was surrendered on this day 76 years ago. The ceremony we're having today is a ceremony that was started by a gentleman from Santa Fe. His name was Manuel Armijo, and First Sergeant Armijo started this ceremony in 1946, after the war. It's been happening every year since here on the grounds of the Capitol, and it's our honor to continue this tradition along with the Department of Veterans Services. It's part of our legacy. So these gentlemen served in some very horrific conditions. We've learned a lot from their experience. And so really, this is part of our DNA. It's part of the New Mexico National Guard, and it's very important that we remember everything that occurred with these gentlemen.
The podium for the event was set up in front of the Bataan Memorial near the state capitol. Just off to the side was Captain Gabriel Peterman, the officer in charge of the New Mexico Military Museum, dressed in World War II period uniform. I asked him if there was any controversy over the fact that the soldiers were ordered to surrender.
If you talk to some of the Bataan veterans, they're still very upset and they feel betrayed by the U.S. government during that time period. They were told that supplies were coming and that they would be reinforced, and they never were. And some of our New Mexico soldiers actually refused to honor the surrender order and went into the hills and fought on as guerrilla fighters.
Personally, how is this significant to you, this event today?
It's very significant to be able to be here at the event with the actual survivors. Very soon, we'll have no living memory of this event. And so to sit here with the men who actually fought through this terrific campaign, it's very moving.
As the crowd swelled to about 100 people and the flags whipped in the wind, one of the day's most honored guests, Death March survivor Bill Overmeyer, and his wife, Anne, arrived. I took a moment to speak with both of them.
Mr. Overmeyer, can you tell me about some of the years of your service?
Well, I spent quite a few years over there, and I was captured along with so many others, and I was building a ship for the Japanese. They had bought it from the United States earlier, and I was captured, and I was about 3.5 years as a prisoner of war.
Do you recall the fact that the U.S. Army Command essentially ordered the surrender of the Bataan soldiers? Does that have any lingering feeling for you?
Well, I know I had to do it because the whole group was doing the same thing. It was amazing how much of the city or the country of over there. It was incapacitating to the Japanese. They all had to do similar to what I did.
Mrs. Overmeyer, how do you feel about the ceremony today?
We love it. I would not want to miss it. And I wasn't sure about this year, but we're here. We've come many years.
You've been married for how long to Mr. Overmeyer?
As of April 16th, it will be 70 years.
That's absolutely wonderful.
And the same man.
What are your feelings about the sacrifices he made during the war?
I didn't know Bill then because I was still in high school in Lovington, but I respect all the guys that served. We were brought up down in that part of the state as being very patriotic, and I still am.
Moments later, the official party, which included Governor Susana Martinez, Adjutant General Nava, Santa Fe Mayor Alan Weber, and Alan T. Martinez, who is the Deputy Cabinet Secretary for the Department of Veterans Affairs, took their seats, and the ceremony began with the playing of the national anthem. The most significant part of the ceremony is the lowering of the United States flag and the raising of the white flag to signify the sacrifices these New Mexico National Guardsmen had made. This was followed by the reading of names of baton veterans who had been laid to rest in the past year. Military honors were then rendered for the soldiers who had passed. Governor Martinez and Adjutant General Nava placed a wreath at the base of the memorial, and then General Nava introduced Governor Martinez as the keynote speaker.
76 years ago, baton fell, and one of the most trying events in our nation's history, especially our state's history, the legacy of the soldiers of the 200th and 515th Coast Artillery Regiments is one we will never forget. The story of baton is one of never giving up in the face of adversity. A story of faith, of profound love for family, and the will to survive so these soldiers could return home to their beloved New Mexico. We remember those who made it through the fall of baton and the aftermath, and we pause to honor the many brave New Mexicans and Filipinos who perished in the Battle of the Bataan Peninsula or while in captivity of the enemy. As we remember today, there are 11 remaining veterans who are still with us and represent over 1,800 New Mexicans that were a part of the New Mexico National Guard when they responded to our nation's call in 1940. They were the first to fire in defense of the Philippines and went on to endure tremendous suffering so that future generations would remain free. We will never forget what they endured. We will never treat their sacrifice lightly. And we will always, always remember.
The ceremony ended with the lowering of the white flag and the raising of the American flag. A benediction was given, and the Army song was played as the crowd began to dissipate. For KSFR News at the Bataan Memorial, I'm John Shannon. Now let's hear from some of you.
Could you tell me your name, please?
Tom Wright.
Tom, what does Memorial Day mean to you?
Well, it means a great deal to me, but I'll tell you a quick story about little Johnny who was in church on Memorial Day Sunday, and they had a sign up, the Memorial Day service. Johnny asked the pastor, "What is Memorial Day, Pastor?" And he said, "That's a recognition of those people that died in the service." And Johnny backs off and he says, "Which one, the 9:30 or the 11 o'clock?
That's great.
But Memorial Day is a great day we have to celebrate those that have given their all for this country and those that have gone well beyond the call of duty that the average citizen sometimes is able to avoid. They have served and they have given their life, and it's a great day of remembrance for all of that sacrifice. It means a great deal.
Thank you very much. Hi, could you tell me your name, please?
Aaron.
Aaron, what does Memorial Day mean to you?
Well, I guess it means remembering why we're here and why all the people that have given their lives to keep us free and our kids free and our parents free, and that's what it is.
I'm Annie Soto.
Annie, what does Memorial Day mean to you?
Memorial Day means it's just to think about all the veterans that served for our country and to keep them in mind.
Do you have any veterans in your family?
I do not, no.
Thank you very much. Hi, could you tell me your name?
Brianna Palmer.
Brianna, what does Memorial Day mean to you? Do you celebrate it in any particular way, or how do you think about it?
Well, my grandpa was in the military, and so since he passed away, we always celebrate it more because he was an active veteran at one time. So we always go up to the cemetery, but we always go up there because they have all the flags and all that.
Is he in the Santa Fe National Cemetery here?
Yes, yeah, that's where it is. He was in the Army.
Do you know if he served in combat?
Yes, yeah. He has a whole bunch of badges and all that stuff. I don't know what they mean, but he has a whole thing of pins and badges and a bunch of jackets and stuff. So, yeah.
Now let's hear some music that was popular during World War II.
This is the G.I. Jive, man alive. Starts with the bugler blowing reveille over your bed when you arrive. Jack, that's the G.I. Jive. Rootledy-toot, jump in your suit, make a salute. Hoot! After your wash and dress, more or less, you go get your breakfast in the beautiful little cafe they call the mess. Jack, when you convalesce, out of your seat, into the street, make with the feet. If you're a PVT, your duty is to salute the L-I-E-U-T. But if you brush the L-I-E-U-T, the MP makes you KP on the QT. This is the G.I. Jive, man alive. They give you a private tank that features a little device called fluid drive. Jack, after you revive, chunk all your junk back in the trunk, fall on the bunk. Clunk! Thank you.
jive, man alive. They give you a private tank that features a little device called fluid drive. Check after you revive. Chunk all your junk back in a trunk, all on your bunk. We'll be right back.
now, just to get you in the mood, here's In the Mood.
My name is Milton Reese.
Milton, what does Memorial Day mean to you?
Well, Memorial Day, it's really kind of funny you should ask that. When I was a kid, Memorial Day was the one day of the year I absolutely hated. And the reason is because I grew up in a very religious household. And births and deaths were always a huge component because we had, you know, my mother was church organist, and so I had to go to every funeral the entire town had, and it was rather frustrating as a young child. So Memorial Day was a remembrance of all of those funerals. It was a remembrance where I was drug up to the cemeteries and had to put flowers on all of the graves of all of those who went before me. And it really left a bad taste in my mouth. Then it was later on, when I actually grew up and became a human being, I really realized that, wait a minute, Memorial Day is a very special time. It's a time where we are given the chance to remember those that went before us. And for me, Memorial Day currently is that day. It is that day that I set aside to remember my relatives, my parents, my former friends that no longer are here. It's important.
Were any of your family in the military?
My immediate family, no, but all of my, all of my uncles were in World War II. I had two aunts that were also in the military. One was in the WACS, the Army Air Corps, and then also the WAVES, I believe. And my uncles, one was a battlefield preacher in World War II. Uncle who was a navigator and a B-24 bomber and flew out of Tunisia, I believe, over the Mediterranean. He actually got a presidential citation and a silver or gold star, I can't remember which. And I had another uncle who was shot down over France, but got home in several pieces, but good pieces, I should say. So it was always part of our family tradition. And they never really talked about it. And I have several other uncles that also, one was a tail gunner. I can't remember what plane he was in. I think it was either B-17 or B-24. I don't remember which. So yes, a lot of our family were in the military. Ironically enough, part of my family was also in the German military. So yeah, it goes on both directions.
Hi, could you tell me your name?
You know me. I'm Tom Trowbridge. I'm your boss, John.
What does Memorial Day mean to you?
Well, John, it means a lot to me, especially I've been to Arlington Cemetery on more than one occasion, and that's that sight of being there with all those similar graves is really hits home that so many people have put their life on the line for our country. And as a Cub Scout, as a third grader, I recall marching in parades with military thinking I wanted to be one of them because I wanted to be an astronaut. Of course, I have a medical condition that precludes me from doing that. But nevertheless, at that point in my mind, it always was a special day, and it still is.
Is there anything you do in particular to recognize Memorial Day, or is it just a day of simple reflection?
It's mostly a day of reflection, although a few times I've ridden my bicycle up to the Santa Fe Veterans Memorial Cemetery, and that's a touching moment as well.
Thank you very much.
My name is Harry Steelman. They call me Attitude.
Attitude, what are you doing here today on this overpass above Highway 25?
All right, here in just a little while, we're going to have about 400 motorcycles coming through on their way to Washington, D.C., to honor our brothers and sisters on the Vietnam Memorial Wall. And we're here, we're the ambassador team, and we run ahead of the pack, and we break off in twos and threes at the overpasses that have people acknowledging our service, and we stop to thank them for their support.
When and where did you serve?
I served in the Republic of Vietnam in 1970 and 1971.
And what rank were you?
I was a first lieutenant.
I saw that on your lapel there. So
doesn't matter. We all wore the same uniform, and you know we're there for each other. So
Roger that. Can I ask you, what does Memorial Day mean to you?
Whew. Well, it's a day that I officially honor all of my fallen brothers and sisters. I honor my father, who served in World War II on D-Day at Omaha Beach. And I honor all fallen from all wars. And to me, it's a very important day in my life because those are very important people that defended our freedom.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time today, and have a safe ride into D.C.
Must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine, plowman dig my earth.
That, of course, was Army veteran Jimi Hendrix with All Along the Watchtower, followed by his version of the Star-Spangled Banner, which he played at Woodstock. Let's get back to your voices.
My name is Weston Smith.
Weston, what does Memorial Day mean to you?
It means a day that we can remember our veterans and be thankful for everything they've done for this country.
Do you have anybody in your family who served in the military?
I do. My great-grandfather was a veteran of World War II, and he was a radio operator, and he serviced airplanes, which was pretty cool.
Hi, could you tell me your name, please?
Robert Garcia.
Robert, how old are you?
I'm 18 years old.
Robert, what does Memorial Day mean to you?
It means to me that we respect our veterans to the full extent that we can give them. We're just overall thankful for them, for their service, and what they've done for our country. That's it.
Dave King, KSFR News reporter.
Can you tell me what Memorial Day means to you?
Well, we have a similar celebration in the UK. It's referred to by many different things, but it's usually called Flag Day, which I think was one of the names here. And So Memorial Day for me means the same as it did in the UK. It's honoring the people who gave their time and lives to keep the country safe. And I figure that's about the same as it is here.
Do you do anything special for Memorial Day?
In England, no. People go around selling flags. Here, I usually go to a cookout because that seems to be fairly traditional. And I'm planning to do that again this year.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Can I have your name, please?
Jacinda Price.
Jacinda, what does Memorial Day mean to you?
Memorial Day is a day when people remember all the lives that have been lost to keep our freedom here in this country. And it would be really nice if the schools were continuing to teach this so that the young people understood what Memorial Day really means. It's not just another holiday.
It's not just the beginning of summer.
Exactly. Although that's important too, but not nearly as important as what Memorial Day really means.
Are you related to or have you had anybody close to you in the service?
My father was military police during the Vietnam era, and my uncle served during the Vietnam era also, although he was not deployed, but he ended up stationed in Brussels for NATO. He was a lieutenant colonel when he passed away. He's buried at Arlington.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American, beside my and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, can you see from your window? I can't see anything from my flags on the side of the highway, scripture on grocery store signs. Maybe 18's too early, maybe 30 or 40 is too. Did you get your chance to make peace with a man before you sent down his angels for you? Mamas and grandmamas love you, 'cause that's all. This all would be funny. You came back home in a week. You turned 22 and we'd celebrate you in a bar or a tent by the creek. Your baby would just about be here. Your very last tour would be up. You won't be back there all dressing in black, drinking sweet tea and styrofoam cups. Mamas and grandmamas love you, American boys hate to lose.
Yeah.
Thanks again for joining us on this Memorial Day. I'm John Shannon. We are coming to the end of our program, so let me take a moment to tell you what Memorial Day means to me and who I pause to remember. My maternal grandfather served in World War I. He was an 18-year-old machine gunner in France. He was gassed, and he survived. All of his sons, my four uncles, served in World War II or the occupation of Japan. My uncle Paul was wounded over Austria in a B-24. He was a waste gunner. My father's uncles, my great uncles, served in World War II as well. My great uncle Tony was in the army and fought his way from Sicily to Holland and survived it. I think of the men and women who served in Korea and Vietnam, in the Cold War, the first Gulf War. I remember that I was in the New York National Guard on September 11th, 2001, and knew instantly I was at war in my own state, in my own country. I think of all those who were killed in the Twin Towers in New York City and in the planes that crashed into them, the Pentagon, and those who died on Flight 93 in Pennsylvania. I remember that my first deployment to Afghanistan as an infantry officer started on Memorial Day 2005, and that on Memorial Day 2008, I was halfway through my second deployment there. I remember the pain of losing comrades during my first deployment and the loss their families must have felt, and I remember the joy of returning home from my second deployment without having lost a single soldier from the 233 under my command. I am thankful and grateful every day that each one of them raised their hand and said yes and served with me. What does Memorial Day mean to me? It's about family forged in fire for the sake of others. To paraphrase Shakespeare, from this day to the ending of the world, we in it shall be remembered. We few, we happy few, we band of brothers and sisters, for they that shed their blood with me shall be my brother, my sister. Happy Memorial Day, Santa Fe, and as we close, I am proud to announce that KSFR has been awarded the Veterans Coming Home Finding What Works grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. With this grant, we will be producing stories about post-9/11 veterans, so stay tuned this summer and fall for much more. Thanks again for joining us. Let's end with words from Joe Garcia.
My name is Joe Garcia. Memorial Day to me means the appreciation of all the veterans that have been to wars to keep this country free, to make America great, because it's an honor to live in such a great country and have these people sacrifice their lives and their families sacrificed for them being gone, and their children, their cousins, their brothers, their wives, everything. It's something that you can never thank these veterans enough for what they've done to keep this country great.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Thank you. To all the veterans, thank you from the bottom of my heart.